Oh, yes, guys. It's noontime here in Brooklyn, New York. What's up? Noon, you know, like me, only one thing. Stroll Show is back. Your boy, The Flow, in the building. Going solo today. So it's just Paul's away. They let the, you know, maniacs run the asylum today. So Paul's out with his band Cinema Cinema. They're touring Europe right now. So he's out there. I think he's playing Germany tonight. I'm not so. It could be now. He could be playing right now because I know there's a time difference. But he's out there. And, I'm in here. So he's being the rock star. I'm being, I guess you would call me the radio star. I don't know if that's even a true, I don't know if that's a phrase. But yeah, so I want to do something a little different today. Usually, you know, we try to get the best guest possible for you guys. You know, Joey Chestnut, Jason Page, Pokemon fame. We got a couple of Mikey Erg, you know, we got Cooley Ranks. You get a bunch of, you know, try to get local acts and a bunch of guys that we're kind of curious and kind of want to listen to and see, you know, what their story is. But, you know, today I want to do something a little different, something a little more music-oriented, a little more, you know, MP3 tracks. I want you guys to listen to some music, you know, some of my favorite bands, hopefully, you know, some of your favorite bands. And if not, maybe some bands that will become your favorite bands. I don't know. But so I had this idea today. We've been talking about it the last couple of weeks, and every summer, you know, Warped Tour tours the country, you know. A lot of the biggest bands, the punk, you know, alternative rock, some rap acts, all that kind of stuff. So they tour the country. They come around, hit every city, you know, every day. So, you know, we had on to Write Love in Her Arms, and that's that suicide organization that we had when that Representative Corey came in. He talked to us a little bit about the thing, and he was live from Warped Tour, which actually inspired me to go to Warped Tour, even though I know I've gone a couple of the times before that, but whatever. So, you know, I want to do something a little more Warped Tour oriented today, kind of give you some of those bands, kind of give you like the summer roundup, you know, because the summer's winding down. Or the last week or so of August, you know, which is a shame because summer is my favorite month, and I hate to see it go because once September rolls around, even though it's still technically summer, I don't think it's summer. I don't believe it's summer. So, because that's, you know, when school starts and kids are going back to school and the pools start closing up because, you know, once it hits Labor Day, everyone's just wrapping everything up. No one wants to vacuum the pool anymore. You know, your dad's like, let's close it up. It's time. Close up shop. So, you know, so I'm going to do something a little different tonight and, you know, I've made this compilation playlist of bands broken down by genre so we can come, you know, do a little, give you a little taste of some stuff and then kind of come back out of it, talk, give you another little sampling, another couple of genres, another couple bands and, you know, see what you like, see what you don't like, you know, if you like some stuff and maybe you want to call in and, you know, maybe you want to request a song with one of these bands and maybe we, you know, if we have the time, maybe we can throw it in there. So if you want to call up Radio Free Brooklyn, 718-928-9RFB. Again, that's 718-928. And I'll give you the real numbers for that. 9732. So that's Radio Free Brooklyn. Listen to the Flow Stroll Show right here on the noon hour. We're going to start it up with one of my favorite genres of music. I hope it's, I don't know if it'll be yours, but, you know, it kind of gets a little bit of a stigma as being kind of like a jokey genre. And I don't really care because, you know, music's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be, you know, it's like a community. Everyone's having a good time. So this is more of a fun type style of music originating from reggae and, you know, a lot of punk. So this is a ska genre, more specifically, you know, third wave. So I'm going to lift you up with some of my favorite bands from this genre. We're going to start it off with Real Big Fish. I don't know if you guys know of them. You should by this time. They've been around for like 20 years. But if not, we're going to make it happen. So stay tuned. Here we go. Real Big Fish.
I pick up my guitar, I put it right back down. I don't know why I even tried. And I can't think of anything to say. But then I never thought I'd ever write another song again. But here it is. I'm not gonna make it. I don't think I can take it. So I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead. Well, it's been happening to me all my life. Well, I swore I'd never make the same mistakes. But now I'm making different ones. And I can't seem to ever get things right. Well, it just feels like I'm going round in circles. And I'm going round in circles. And I'm not gonna make it. I don't think I can
ticket, so I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead. And I'm not gonna make it, I don't think I can take it, so I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead. But it's too late. I don't think I can take it, so I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead. But it's too late.
Now it's true, now they love. I'm coming home tonight, and I've missed you for the longest time. Sleep tight, I will be there in the morning sunlight.
Over, it's such a big world, so let me show you anywhere that you want. Sun is always shining for you. Pack your bags, girl, bring your bikini. I'll take you places you've seen on TV. Anywhere that you want, sun is always shining for you. And baby, it's been way too long. Baby, it's been way too long. Baby, it's been way too long. You could use a vacation. Going on a vacation. We're going and we're gonna have fun. I say we go crazy until we get lazy round. Look, how about you? Cause baby, it's been way too long. You could use a vacation. Your clothes off, show me what's under. Loose those tan lines, I wanna show you. Anywhere that you want, sun is always shining for you. Forget your high heels, you don't need no makeup. Just pick a spot, girl, cause we can wake up. Anywhere that you want, sun is always shining for you. And baby, it's been way too long. Baby, it's been way too long. Baby, it's been way too long. You could use a vacation. Going on a vacation. We're going and we're gonna have fun. I say we go crazy until we feel lazy round. Look, how about you? Cause baby, it's been way too long. You could use a vacation.
gonna do it all. We'll have fun, fun, fun until the big blue sky, and we can run, run, run until we get so high. I bet you know the time we could have's gonna feel so fine. Come with me, baby. It's been way too long, baby. It's been way too long, baby. It's been way too long.
You can use on vacation.
All right, Radio Free Brooklyn Stroll Show. It's about 85 degrees outside in Bushwick, about 2,000 degrees inside in the studio. That was, I kind of lied a little bit. I said I was going to play some ska music. I played a little reggae, did a little, I'll recap it for you right now. We had a little real big fish, a little less than Jake, Ballyhoo, who you may know from our theme song. They provide us with that beautiful track, and then rounded it off with Pepper, Hawaiian band, literally from Hawaii, OG. And, you know, that's just a taste. So I had to get a little taste of, you know, a little genre that was at Warped Tour this year. And, you know, I actually dragged my girlfriend. And, you know, it's whenever I can't find anywhere to go, you grab your girlfriend. She's forced to go. She can't say no, right? She can't say no. What's she going to do? Then she let me down. Then I'll feel bad the whole day. So anyway, so we went there and we got to meet those two bands. We got to meet our boys in Ballyhoo. Got to say what's up to them, dap them up real quick. And then also snuck into some VIP autographing session with Pepper. I don't know how we did it. Got to meet those guys, dap them up, you know, a couple handshakes, couple hugs from some handsome men and Pepper, and, you know, got some autographs. My girlfriend, super smitten, and I was okay with that. I'm like, listen, they're handsome, bronzed men. It's okay. You know, what am I going to do? Who am I? I'm some scrawny little kid. But anyway, so that was that. And, you know, I'm going to do a little cheap pitch here, you know. So here at Radio Free Brooklyn, you know, basically everything is kind of donation-based, you know. We are, you know, commercial-free. We don't collect any money from advertisers, believe it or not. So we rely on the kindness of the hearts of the listeners, such as yourself. So if you feel like you're like, yeah, man, I love what you're doing out there right now. Stroll Show, you got me vibing right now on this Sunday. So, you know, you go, you know, just take a stroll over, huh? To RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge. That's our Patreon page. You can go there. You can donate $1, $2, $5, and, you know, anything to help support this great community we have going here at a bunch of different shows. I think we have like 75 original shows. You know, we span the vast network. Jazz music. We're playing some rock music. We've got some, you know, sports talk. Our boys in Point of Order who were here, you were probably listening to right before I came on. We have some, you know, it's just great programming. I'm trying to think of Mel Wood. You got Ear Hammer. You got Mouthfeel. A couple guys that we helped that helped us train to get to where we are today. And you know, just any little bit helps. Right now, currently upstairs, there's a lot of commotion going on. I don't know if you guys can hear it on mic, but we're moving around some stuff. The bike shop that we, you know, we're being housed by, that because there was a bike shop upstairs, and, you know, a studio in the basement where we reside. So I think they're moving some stuff. The bike shop just closed down, and Radio Free Brooklyn is supposed to be taken over upstairs as well. So we're going to have a whole storefront dedicated just to this radio station. So, you know, we're trying to get some funds together, do some fundraisers, and, you know, see what we can do, what we can make happen here. I think we're trying to do like an annex to a record store upstairs, and with a second studio in the back, kind of like, you know, I think someone said like Tower Records or something, where they had a live DJ in-house. While you're shopping for records, you can actually see a DJ spinning some tunes and, you know, entertaining you while you shop. I think it's a pretty cool idea, you know. So if you guys like that, you know, drop by the page, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, /pledge. And, you know, any little bit helps. We appreciate everything you got. With that said, enough of the plugs. We're going on to something a little bit different, taking a little veering off course from the ska reggae genre, going a little something else. These are some newer bands that are really, I feel like, exploding on the scene. I mean, I got three great bands lined up for us right now. I got to see one of these bands at Warped Tour that Sunday. I think it was the end of July. PNC Bank Art Center out in Jersey. I don't know if you guys know that spot. It's a pretty cool place. But these are a couple bands that really, I got to see this first band live. And, I mean, people were going crazy. I was impressed. They're called Knuckle Puck. Tell me if that is not in direct relation to Mighty Ducks 2, when Kena Thompson is taking the Knuckle Puck shot. We all remember that infamous scene when Kena Thompson is the goalie in place of everyone's favorite Goldberg, who's clearly not the best goalie on the team, because Judy the Cat Gaffney is, we all know that. And they pretend that Goldberg is the goalie, but it's really Keenan Thompson, who therefore takes an knuckle puck shot literally from like the goal crease on the other side of the thing, and he shoots it. It literally curves beautifully around everybody on the ice, goes in. You know, Gordon Bombay, the whole team goes nuts. Whatever. So we're going to leave you off with knuckle puck right now. Hope you guys enjoy that. Hope you guys, you know, decide to watch some Mighty Ducks 2 tonight, because that's, you know, nothing wrong with that. No shame in that game. All right, so knuckle puck this day and enjoy.
No matter how bad I want you in my bed,
Stro Show flow going Han Solo Dolo today. As I said earlier, if you guys are tuning in earlier, Paul's away on tour with his band Cinema Cinema. Check them out on their Facebook/Cinema Twice. See where they're at. See where they're touring. Probably already playing right now. I don't know what time it is. If it's 6 hours ahead, I think. Not too sure. But, you know, that was... So, let's go back to the songs. We listened to some Knuckle Puck, Real Friends, and Story So Far. Those are some of the bigger bands on the tour right now. I got some, you know, I got some juice coming up later for you guys, so don't go anywhere. But, and I'm looking around the studio right now, and, you know, just because I never had this much time to just kind of sit around, you know, and look around while I'm listening to some friggin' awesome music. So I was looking around, and I realized how much Beastie Boys stuff is actually in this studio. I mean, I looked to my right, to my back right, I saw Paul's Boutique on vinyl back there. Also, you know, in memoriam of MCA, who passed away from the Beastie Boys, there is an MCA Day poster up on this is on the right side. So then I go back and I look to my left. So now I'm on my left side, and there's a whole bunch of CDs over there, and I see a couple of Beastie Boys single CDs coming out over here. I think it's Root Down. I actually have that on vinyl just to show off. But they got a whole bunch of Beastie Boys stuff. That was a band, a rap group, combo group, punk group. It was hardcore punk. It was the combo of everything. I never got to see them live. I really hope when Hot Sauce Committee Part 2 came out, you know, that I was going to finally be able to see them tour, but they never did because MCA was diagnosed with cancer and, you know, which was thought to be very treatable and very, you know, very curable. And it was just a matter of time for him just to get, you know, get strong, come back out. Unfortunately, that never happened. I never got to see them. But they're right here in the studio. So I get to see them in studio. I'm not playing the Beastie Boys today, unfortunately. Maybe next week, because I'm still here all by myself. Paul's still cruising around Europe, probably in some cool Euro car right now, some Euro van, eating some, I don't know what they eat out there. Let's say they're eating pasta or bratwurst since they're in Germany or something. I don't know. But, you know, that's just one of those things. I had to mention that because I've been looking around, kind of seeing that stuff. Also, another band I've never seen, never will see. I've seen... Another the second creation of this band, and that was Sublime with Sublime at Rome. And, you know, I never got to see Bradley Nowell because he passed away in like the mid-90s, 96, something like that, I want to say. Never got to see them. Got to see Rome take that, you know, lead guitar, vocal role, and it's not the same. But, you know, I will digress and save the sad stories for later. We're going to come right back in. I got a couple of the bands here. I'm going to go two bands and come right back. Because I know you missed this voice when the songs are playing. So we're going to start off get a little heavy right now. We're going to start off a 4 Year Strong. We're going to come in. This is off their newest album. So if you guys, you know, if you like what you hear, you know, Shazam it, remember it, you know, Shazam all these songs. I'm not doing a good job of actually, you know, backtracking, but whatever. Why don't you just enjoy this, you know, all right?
Attention, metal.
Yo, Neck Deep taking us deep into the Stroll Show here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're entering that second half of the show. You guys listen to me, your boy, The Flow. We're just hanging out. We're listening. We're doing a compilation. Vans Warped Tour. We're giving you guys just the goods, what you guys may have missed or may have seen over the Warped Tour the last couple of months. I know they probably started, I think, was it beginning of June? Something like that. You know, guys cruising around the whole country, doing all that stuff. I want to give you that taste. But now I also want to give you a taste of something else, you know. Talk on Radio Free Brooklyn. We got a couple things lined up this next month coming. You know, September already. Get the kids back to school. You know, that's first and foremost. But we also got a couple of fun things lining up. We also have a fundraiser going on September the 10th at this lovely venue called Unit J down in downtown Bushwick, which I didn't know was a thing, downtown Bushwick, but apparently it is. And that's where we're having this event. We're having a couple live bands, having a cash bar, you know. Bunch of members from the RFB community are going to be down there. They're serving the drinks. They're, you know, emceeing the event. just, you know, have a good time, party, you know, and raise some money, as I said, for all the changes that are going on here at Radio Free Brooklyn. And, you know, me and Paul will be back by then. We may be here, we may not be. We might be doing 90s Fest again if you guys have been following us since the podcast days a little over a year ago. We actually got to go down to 90s Fest, got to chill with Coolio, Lisa Loeb, Blind Melon. Who else was there? Who else? Naughty by Nature, Smash Mouth, although we didn't get to hang out with Guy Fieri, lead singer of Smash Mouth. You know, we got to do that. So we've been invited back. I'm not sure what the details are right now. We're still hashing those out. But, you know, we may have a 90s Fest preview show the week Paul comes back, because he's not going to be back next week, but the week after, I believe that's September the 4th, there, something like that. So we'll do a little 90s pre-show. We'll finally give you guys those interviews we did way back when that we never actually got a chance to, you know, deliver those goods last time. So we wanted to get those out to you, get you guys to listen to what we, you know, after a couple of drinks, you know what I'm saying? It was a little, you know, yeah, we don't know what the questions were. After a while, you know, we were talking Naughty by Nature, a couple of bands that we didn't actually request to interview. We got to interview, and we don't really know how it turned out. We've been scared to do it. It's like kind of open up the Ark of the Covenant in Indiana Jones. We weren't sure if our faces would melt, you know, after we open that. So we're going to open them up live for you guys. We're going to edit them down just a little bit just so we can get little clips and fire them off for you on that show, you know. And we're trying to work on maybe a special guest or two that we've had from the Stroll Show back in the day. And we're going to see what we can do. We're going to try to brainstorm on that and get you guys in the mood for a little 90s Fest, you know, because who doesn't love nostalgia nowadays? Because it's been, everything's nostalgic now. You know, we just throw our childhood back in our face. I mean, look at Paul and I talking Pokemon. I never thought I'd talk about Pokemon again after, like, I was 12 years old. But, you know, it's exploded back on the scene with the Pokemon Go, with the new video games, the new cards, new everything. It's, we can't get away from our childhood now. So I think that's what takes, you know, it makes us feel good, makes us feel young. But at the same time, you know, we're not exactly 15 years old anymore. But I'm going to start off our heavy-hitting lineup now. A couple of the big boys of the of Warped Tour. A couple guys you guys know all too well. And I'm going to cue this up right now. I'm going to cue this up. Raise the volume on here. This is a band. This is an album that came out 2002, I want to say. You know, a band called Newfound Glory. Sticks and Stones. You guys know about this? I'm about to find out. But get up, get amped for this Sunday afternoon.
Self-destruct.
That was it. Listen to Radio Free Brooklyn, your host, The Flow of The Stroll Show. Show is coming to an end. I made that playlist to Ode to Warped Tour I just finished up, and I'm surprised I actually got through it, because I kind of just, made this on the fly this morning before I came down over here, and I'm a little impressed with myself, not going to lie, and we've kind of finished on time, too. So I'm going to do a couple little things. You know, Radio Free Brooklyn has also just created a newsletter, so you can see what's going on in studio, and you know what's going on with all the different shows. So that's called Radio Free Brooklyn. That's R-E-A-D-I-O, Radio Free, not Radio Free. And you can get the scoop on all of the all the shows. We haven't put anything up there yet because we haven't had any guests lined up at the moment. We're kind of work on that when Paul comes back. But I really appreciate you guys listening. If you guys like the Stroll Show and you want to follow us on the Facebook, Instagram. Instagram, Twitter. I'm trying to think. We're on SoundCloud, Audio Boom. Just look for The Stroll Show. We'll be on there. And I really want to thank you guys for listening. And, I got only one more thing to say. Yo, Vin, you up?
Some slutty high. Somebody broke into the window.